Okay, so this video should not be very long, but I got on this topic of it's like why do women never have to lower their standard? Or no, it was just like why do men always have to lower their standards, but women never have to lower their standards when it comes to the dating market? And it's just the core logic of it. Women, if a woman is aware that there's a little more value over there than over there, she's going to go over there. As long as she feels like she can compete with the quality of women that are in that boat, she's going to go over here. Like I said, back in the US, see, this is why in the United States, a lot of women, like if they're from like Cincinnati or Ohio, like where I'm from, they don't like to travel to Los Angeles very often. They don't like to go to New York City. They don't like to go to, you know, they don't like, they really don't like to go to Vegas, but they'll kind of mess with Vegas because there's a lot of like Vegas is a huge tourist spot for people within the country. So they can still, you know, mingle upon women who are still in their league, which is usually lower down. But women, they don't like to mingle with higher quality females where they'll have to compete. They really don't like it because the core of it is what I've labeled this video, biological prostitution. At the core, women never have to lower their standards. Because women are biologically wired they have a genetic push to feel like they're worth something simply because they walked into the room as a woman. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of times a lot of them won't let go of it even when they're like, you know, 60, 70, 80 years old. They still go in a room, put on 15 pounds of makeup because they're still under that biological programming that I compete with all the women here. You see, like they never their brains never grow out of it. It's just what they are. Like I said before, telling a woman, trying to convince a woman of her nature is like trying to convince a dog that it's a dog. You see, the dog, you cannot convince a dog it's a dog. A dog just is. A dog just acts as dog. It doesn't think about its nature. It doesn't go, maybe I shouldn't eat my own poop. You know, dogs don't think like that. Dogs just do what dogs do. And the same thing with women. Women, if you sit down and you try to convince a woman of her nature and what she does, like her brain just can't get it. Like the smart ones, they kind of start connecting the logic. But even then, like it's excruciating pain for them to even think that deeply into anything that doesn't involve how to manipulate a man and some, you know, childish drama. Like their brains, it's excruciatingly difficult for them to think through this. But yeah, so back to the biological prostitution. And it's not just human females, like females of just about every species of mammal and insect, they do the same thing. Because if there was a study, and I'm remembering this study just now, there was a study done where they would train monkeys. They would train monkeys to accept currency for treats and bananas, right? And maybe you've seen this before. And it did not take long after they trained the monkeys to understand, okay, like this coin will get you know, two bananas. It didn't take long until females start exchanging sex for for the coins. Like it's just it's so deeply imprinted in them, like. The incorrect, the politically incorrect way of saying it is women are biological, all women are biological prostitutes. It is what it is. Like it's so deep within them as women and for their purpose on the planet and what they're supposed to do later on that it behooves them to use pretty much the lure of sex to their advantage. That's just what it is, you know, because just like guys, a guy's main thing is usually to protect, be strong, you know, be smart, you know, and learn how to survive. That's what we do. And you look across, you know, every other, you know, just about every other mammal insect, and that's what the male is usually going to be, to protect. You know, he's going to be the sole dude that learns how to protect, how to be smart, how to survive, how to find food, and all that shit. And the women always, their core thing is to pretty much sell sex. And once the sex is gone, well, nobody really has any more use for them. It's just, you know, be gone, get the fuck out of here, you know. But yeah, this is what it is. So like for instance, because like there's always a scenario where they say, yeah, we're gonna take let's say like a post-apocalyptic movie, right? There's always this situation of we're gonna take 8 men and 8 women and we're gonna restart civilization. All right. See, on paper, in a man's mind, that would work because, see, logically, as a man thinks, those eight women would go to every individual eight different guy, right? But we all know that that's not how it works. There's been numerous studies shown that that is never how it works. And it, I think the one study I'm thinking of is, I think it's like 80% of women go after the top 10 to 20% of guys. And then the last 20% of women, they just won't go after anything because their standards are too high for what they are. So they just end up just dying alone. And that's just what it is. So like in those post-apocalyptic movies, the reality of it would go is, let's say there's eight guys and there's eight women. Well, the top two guys are going to get six of them. And then the last six dudes, they're like fighting for scraps out of, you know, for when the one got her feelings hurt and blah, blah, blah. And she's, you know, just stringing him along till she get back with the top guy. Because like the Donovan Sharp, he got, I think, from Rollo Tomasi, he said, if you give a woman an option, she would rather share an alpha than to be saddled with a beta. Especially if they know the alpha's like right there. Oh, yeah. She would rather share him than to be saddled with this beta dude. Now, in some situations, in some scenarios, it can work in reverse for women. Because I'm also remember this one time, it was this reality show on MTV, right? Where it was, I don't know if they still have, but there was reality shows where there would be, like, people would live in a house. And I think it was like six or seven men lived in a house with like six or seven women. And Valentine's Day came around. It was a reality show. Like, they didn't know each other. They learned, you know, they just met at the house and they learned to live with each other, and people just fall around with cameras. That typical, you know, TV show. And I remember this because I was like a teenager, so I was like into this back then. This was like maybe 20 years ago. And Valentine's Day came around, and one girl, she was like the prettiest out of, clearly like the prettiest one out of all of them, right? And when Valentine's Day came around, well, come to find out, the prettiest one didn't have a Valentine's Day date. She didn't have one. And they interviewed all the guys behind closed door, like, well, why didn't you ask, you know, the pretty girl out? And every guy's logic, because this is man logic. Man logic was, oh, well, she's so pretty, I just assumed Dan or Rod would have got her, so I just went to the average girl. And the average girl had the dates. See, that's like logical thinking. You see, men, see, because at the core, men just want a woman. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's it. Like, we can work with everything else as long as it's, you know, a bit sane and not nagging too much. We can adjust to everything else she has going on. But see, a woman, they are under the – a woman's brain is constantly working in hooker mode. The thing is – the thing is, women have learned to understand that hookers have a stigma against them. Now, with that being said – women know that they require money, and they're no different from a prostitute. Okay. But the thing is, see, normal women have learned to try to dress it up to kind of steer away from that stigma, the trick a guy into thinking, oh no, she's not a prostitute, she'll never do that, blah, blah, blah. When that's essentially what she did. Okay. If you weren't spending money, spending time, if you weren't spending something on her, she's not going to come to you and say, oh yeah, can you just fuck me and leave? No woman's going to do that. Okay. Because every woman's biological urge is to either, one, receive some type of payment relatively immediately for it, or receive an advance payment. Let's say taking her on a date, paying for dinner or something like that. Their vagina either requires that, or the thoughts, hopes, and dreams of getting payment later. You see, and this is where a lot of bad boys come in with B or the second part, because see, bad boys have this aura of, they'll go figure something out on their own. So they'll always get some type of resource. The woman sees that, and she sees that in a woman's brain as an investment. You see, because she sees that guy has some courage. He has his own swagger. He's going to do his own thing. So he's going to make his way in life. He's not hoping to get a job from somebody. He's going to do his own shit. You see? So in a woman's twisted logic, in that primal, in a female's twisted primal logic, she sees that guy as an investment, as in this scenario, an investment that he will eventually come back. And like every woman who I've ever known who got with the bad boy like that, it usually takes years, but she finally comes to the conclusion he's never gonna become anything. So she eventually kicks him to the curb. And like I said, it usually takes years. And I've known close friends of mine who did that with women. And it was about the same thing. Close friends and family. It took years. It took about 5 or 6 years before it finally started to click in the woman's brain that, okay, he's not, I just farted. It took a while in that woman's brain to go, okay, he's not gonna give me anything. He's never gonna amount to anything. Okay, the girl, he's done. Get him out of here. And then the guy gets kicked to curb. She don't care how he lives, how he eats, how he breathes. She don't give a. She doesn't care about him because it's woman's nature, and she's off to find that next John. The politically incorrect way of saying it, the next John. That's what she's. But usually, by like I said in other videos, usually by the time she's realized that, she's probably had one or two kids by him, or she's just aged. So she'll fall into that next category of, I deserve the prince in shining armor, or I realize my value has dropped so badly that I'll have sex with anything that at least looks like he has $20 in his pocket. They usually fall into one of those two categories. But yeah, it's all. But the core of their nature is biological prostitution. And see, this is why in the video I made about tell them that you pay for sex and let it be known and own that is because of this. You see, amongst other men, let's say, like I buy hookers. I tell you, I buy hookers. I don't care. Now, there is a man on the planet that goes, oh, he's a fucking chump. He has to pay for sex. He's a loser, right? Especially guys who didn't hear out my side of the story. Like, I'm not like a Charlie Sheen. I'm not paying for sex. I'm paying to bypass all the bullshit and then never have to call him again. That's the part I'm paying for. But let's go with the initial part. That guy goes, oh, like, see, from a male's point of view, it's, oh, he's a weak chump because he has to pay for sex. You see, that's how, you know, a lot of men will look at it. Okay, that's cool. I get it. I get that part, that perspective of it. And if you look at it from that way, then yeah, it can be pathetic. I see that part. Now, you have to understand how a woman is going to see that. You see, because see, woman knows woman is prostitute no matter what the fuck woman is. All right. Women know that they need to get money out of man. Okay. So when they see a man pay for sex, all the woman is seeing is he got another woman. That's all a woman's brain is going to see in that. She's not going to look at it as, oh, he must be pathetic because he has to pay for sex and blah, blah, blah. She's not. Now, I tell you what, I had one girl ask me, she said, and I'll be honest with you, she's a good friend of mine, and I still talk to her from time to time now. She moved out of Europe and somewhere, but I still talk to her through Facebook, you know, from time to time. And she asked me one time, we were sitting in a bar she was working in. And she came because there was a brothel like around the corner from the bar she worked at. But I never went to that brothel, but I always used to make comments about it. And she goes, she gets real serious with me. And she goes, why do you pay for sex? You're a good looking guy. You have a great attitude. You dress well. You look like you have money. You have a good job. You're educated. Why do you pay for sex? And I told her and I had to tell her, like, no, you got it all wrong. I'm not paying for the sex. You know, like I told you before, I like Charlie Sheen said, I'm paying to bypass all the nonsense and just beat some cheeks and get out of there. And then, like, usually when women ask you that question and they hear, like, see, it doesn't kill their attraction towards you. It doesn't. Because she always liked me. Like, I knew she always liked me. And we messed around one time in a bathroom one time. But, like, see, it, like, they don't see it the same way, like, men will try to like compete. I got gas. Men will try to compete. See it. Yep. I just farted. Anyway, they don't see it the same way. Cause like I said, in a woman's head, she knows, see, every woman knows her objective is to get a man to take care of her, AKA prostitution, long-term prostitution. Her primary goal is to look pretty, cute, be likable, to find a man who's going to give her something in exchange for having the ability to have sex with something that's pretty cute and likable. That they like, this is in their brains, you see. So this is why, like, they don't, unless you're just like a super cheesy, weird dude or something like that who clearly needs to pay for sex. Like, okay, like a guy like me, like they already like girls know I don't have to pay for sex. See, like that's the thing. Like when you go to brothels in Europe, or like, I would say the brothels that I go to in Prague, you can usually tell which guy is which type of guy. Because I went, I think I told you guys last time I went, I think it was like Thursday night or Wednesday or Thursday night I went. And it was packed. And I hate going at night, but it was a scenario where I went out with a homeboy of mine and we ended up staying out late and I wanted to beat some cheeks and I didn't feel like talking to some regular girl. So I just felt like paying for it, just get out the way and get it over with. So it was, when you go at night, there's, you know, obviously it's at night, it's a ton of guys in there and you can usually tell which guy is which guy. Like this guy is probably paying for sex because he has low self-esteem. This guy, he just looks like a nerd, so he probably can't get any pussy. This guy, okay, yeah, he looks respectable in the world. He's probably married and got two girlfriends, but he's probably in the same boat as me. He just doesn't feel like talking to a woman or dealing with women's everyday BS. So he just chose to come here, and it's just much quicker, faster, boom, in and out, and it's done. You don't have to pay for a hotel room. You don't got to, you know, correlate where to pick her up from, where to get her dropped off at, and all. She's already at the brothel. She's ready to go. Boom, in and out, and you're done. You see, like, there's different types of guys who do it, but like I said, from a woman's standpoint, she doesn't see it the same way how men see it. Because they're all biologically programmed prostitutes. It's just how they can try to dress it up a little bit better to make it not look like it was prostitution. And it was that, you know, Disney happy ever after story that he found the diamond in the rough and you know, and all that, while she's still, like, you know, sneaking in the back door trying to get some resources out of him. Or if she can't get no resources out of him, then he doesn't love her. That logic, and then she's gone. You see, it's they're biologically programmed to be prostitutes. And see, the thing is, like, biological studies and marketing studies. See, I'm willing to bet there it's almost illegal for them to tell all the studies that they find in women's nature and the core of a lot of the nonsense and how just, you know, pretty much ridiculous the whole thing is. That, like, because people would put two and two together and say, yeah, that's all. They're, like, they're just hookers. They're all hookers. It's what they do. You see what I'm saying? They all they do is they sit around and wait for a man to like them. And then when a man likes them, they want a man to put in effort, to put in more effort to prove that he'll be around and pretty much protect her. And then she'll start rationing out pussy. You see? And then she'll ration out pussy as long as she feels like he's still a viable protector. You see? And that goes to, like, well, a whole nother topic of every man can go from any man on the planet can easily slide in from alpha to, like, beta, the alpha protector to beta child follower of the woman. Every guy can do that. And once if the guy slips down that far, then he's just a toy to her. He's a toy. That's what it is. Yeah, that's it, man. That's 17 minutes. I hope that made sense. Because I know I could ramble a bit. And yeah, I'm slightly hungover from last night, but yeah, man, that's life.